Luke, you ready to get some mouth-watering delicious meat in your mouth?
Oh, Cody, I'm not falling for that one again.
No, I'm being serious. Mountain Primal Beef is 100% American Highland beef, raised in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado with no hormones or antibiotics.
Okay, tell them more.
They're also now offering Colorado-raised elk or bison in steak cuts, ground meat, and sausage options.
Guys, act fast. These are limited cuts, and they do sell out. All you got to do is text the word gladiators to 81493, and you get the full menu right onto your phone, and you get to save 15% off your entire order.
Now shipping to all 50 states, mountainprimal.com.
Damn, Cody, what kind of hoodie is that you be wearing?
Not a hoodie, man. It's the new Sonora hooded shirt, perfect for mild to hot conditions. And let me tell you, when I wear my solids, I'm always hot.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but that shit does look make you look hard. It's dope. I mean, looks lightweight and everything.
Lightweight, moisture-wicking material, and smell me, bro. Antimicrobial fabric. I haven't showered in 3 weeks.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, is that new Cryptic cooling technology, too?
UPF 50 rating, man. Keeps you cool out in the sun all day long.
Okay, so tell me, how do I get my own?
Jump on cryptech.com, type in that code GLADIATORS, all capital letters, and save that money.
Aw, snap, Cody, we have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what, our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap, I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website, check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner is going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player.
This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro International, the best in the business for all your extreme hunting products.
Get a hold of our friends for the best packs, frames, tents and shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, sleds, and more.
Check out Cafaro.net. Did I mention it's gear for life?
Gear for life. Gangster.
Gangster. Check them out. They are a proud partner of GU Unfiltered. All right, here goes nothing. Well, you guys asked, and you guys shall receive. You guys wanted to know what it's like to have the missus on the podcast? Well, now you know. I got Clean in the house. I got my daughter in the house. And, you know, I'm drinking a little Budweiser. Wife's drinking a little White Claw. Eva's drinking a little High C Capri Suns. We're about to get baited. Anyways, man, this one is episode 60. And I got a lot going on in my life right now with podcasting, my family, it's all good. Don't get it wrong. It's all good. But I know everybody's been wondering, like, hey, man, everybody liked the Patreon episode of my daughter and my wife on there. My wife was roasting me. Eva was roasting me. So I think they wanted a little bit. So we thought we'd just give it to everybody now. So first of all, cheers. Cheers. All right. So, what's up, Eva? What have you been up to?
I had a test today.
Oh, you had testing today? Yeah, how'd you do?
Good.
Yeah? I'm so glad you take after mom's side of the family. Because, man, you know, daddy wasn't the most educated guy out there.
Oh, jeez.
So, what's going on? What's going on in kindergarten? Tell everybody what's going on.
I made new friends.
Really? Well, making new friends is always good. Mm-hmm. That says a lot about you, that you're open-minded and you like a lot of people. You like variety. You like different people.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl and a boy.
What? You had a boy and a girl? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What's her name?
Hazel, Maya, June, and Elise, Audrey, and Ella.
Holy
moly. And Asher.
Who's Asher? What?
Oh, jeez.
Who's Asher?
You tell him.
I am not going to say a word. You said I couldn't tell.
Okay.
I don't want to tell that.
We have a pact.
Oh, yeah. You and Maya have a pact?
Yeah, we have to keep it a secret from boys.
Okay, yes. Okay, I can understand that.
I only said it to Nanny, and I told him not to tell to Nanny, Jojo and Al.
Okay, I get it. What's up, Mom?
Well, you know, just living the dream up in here.
I know, huh? Well, the good thing is it's not snowing outside.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
I know. I'm fine, God. So, you just tell everybody you just got, you took on a new job, a new career move. People always wonder, God, Luke, you got the life. How do you do all this? Well, tell everybody what you do, and then that's why I have the life.
Well, shoot, I work.
She does. She's the worker.
Yeah, I'm a physical therapist in a hospital, right, Eva?
Yes.
And I just left my hospital of almost 12 years for a new huge one.
And you're down south now, way south, right?
Way east.
Or waste, yeah, sure. Southeast.
Yeah, way out in Aurora. But it's awesome. I'm really enjoying it. Huh.
Yep. Yeah. So tell me, what kind of, like, a daily, tell everybody, like, everybody knows a lot of people that hits me up. Like, yeah, my wife's in healthcare too, blah, blah, blah. But they want to know, like, what do you actually do? And I, you know, DM them, and I'm like, she's a PT. I mean, people are like, oh, she's Dr. Cadillo. And I'm like, yeah, she's a doctor. She's a doctor. But go ahead and say, what is it like a daily routine in your life, career?
Well, first of all, my alarm goes off and I push snooze about 3 times.
Yeah, I know.
And Luke gets to hear me every morning go,
well, it's not that all the time. It's like, fuck. God damn it.
Listen, Eva, yeah, don't listen.
And she's always, sometimes she's mad. She gets up, but she gets up every morning, washes little booty, gets cleaned up, and goes to work every morning.
Every morning. I take my hour drive to go help people, right, Eva? Yeah. And everybody thinks, physical therapist, that I help knees and backs and things. But you know what? I do a lot of brain injury and people that are really, really, really sick and can't go home yet. So I get to know them really well.
What's the name?
Of the people I help? Well, a couple of them. One of them's name today was Bruce.
Ooh.
But that's all I can say.
Yeah.
What's the name of your hospital?
University of Colorado. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh, Eva? Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah. Are you proud of Mom?
Yes.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of Mom, huh? She helps a lot of good people, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was there all the time, every day. She don't even ever call in, does she?
No.
Dad gets mad at me sometimes because it's snowing and I still go in.
She goes no matter what. I get so mad sometimes. So you get in there and you start your shift at what time?
7.
7 in the morning? And let's say, like, what would be, like, your daily? You have a chart. You got people assigned. Do you work with people, new people every day, or?
With my new role, I get to see people for about 2 weeks. So it's pretty nice.
Oh, so you get attached to them a little bit, huh?
You get to know. Heck yeah. Get to know their families.
Yeah,
get
that's
to
cool.
Love them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So then tell me, Eva, when Mom comes home from work, what's the favorite thing you like when Mom comes home?
Snuggle with her.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Oh, yes, she does.
You get a snuggle, huh? So what's going on with your brother Marcus? Tell everybody what's going on
with
Marcus.
He's been climbing a lot.
Yep, you ain't lying. He's a little monkey, ain't he?
Yeah.
We look over. He's on the fireplace. We look over. He's on the slide, right?
We look over on the target.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, no, he's bouncing all over. The craziest thing is him being on the bed now. And now he's jumping on the bed.
Yeah.
I had to take him off.
He's climbing on the bed while we're not watching. He's trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, I know. You know who that reminds me of?
What?
You, when you were little. Yeah. You were crazy.
That's the truth.
So anyways, I got my family here on the podcast. For one, I really wanted to get them on here because I'm stuck in here a lot in the shop, in the podcast studio now, and I figured, what the hell, they can see what it's like. I put up some new signage up. I got some new partners that I want to talk about. I got a lot of cool things happening, guys, that that's going to actually think you guys will enjoy it a lot more. I'm pretty excited to launch this coming up here in May. But, yeah, so I just wanted to shoot the bull with my wife, have a drink. I mean, this is definitely past her bedtime. So this is, you're all in for a treat. It's what, 8 o'clock here. So, but like she just said, she gets up at what, 5?
5.
Yeah, 4:35. Yeah, sometimes you want to give daddy some love and you get up.
Eva, you block those earphones, girl. You block those earphones.
You get up at 4:48, 4:49, maybe enough.
4:50 usually works.
Got him. Okay. But yeah, so, but anyways, yeah, it's fun. Like I said, we had, my family was here in the studio helping me put up the signs, cleaning it up. We had a big old party for the UFC last weekend, and this place was a mess. But we had a great time, didn't we?
We did.
Yes, those fights were crazy, huh?
We couldn't be more proud of Rose.
Right. Speaking of Rose, rumors
that
out.
Guy broke the leg.
Oh, I know, huh? The guy that broke his shin, huh?
It almost made us throw up.
Yeah, that was crazy, huh?
Not even that gross.
But he was saying something about Rose.
Yeah. So rumors out. I talked to her on the phone. Actually, I talked to Pat too. He FaceTimed me. And, you know, we were talking, and I said, how about let's get you guys out on the podcast? And you know what they said?
What?
They would love to come out here. Woo, woo.
That is awesome.
So next week, for all you guys and gals that are listening, we're going to have Thug Rose on the podcast. So that's going to be a good one. It's a good one for... Obviously, GU Unfiltered, good one for you guys because I know Rose a little bit better than probably the average Joe or the average podcaster that wants her on there. So I know a little bit different. My wife knows her.
I know. She's been around a long time.
Well, you know what's crazy is she's been around ever since since I met up here. She came to the gym. Probably, I don't know, not for sure, but like maybe, 2010 maybe, I would say. And, I mean, we just kind of hit it off with Trevor, and obviously, and we've all stuck around, and Pat. But they've had some roller coasters in their life, and I cannot wait to, you know, how they overcome their part, because you and I both know our relationship has not been a fairy tale, although, I mean, it's been pretty good.
Not that bad.
It's not bad at all. I mean, no. I mean, we got two kids out of you, Ma. Yeah. Huh? I tell you the one thing that I will say that every time that I wanted to call it quits. I look at my kids and I'm like, dude, if I ever called it quits back in the day, I would never have such awesome kids now, right? Like, truth. And then let alone have such a bomb ass wife too, right? She's bomb, huh? Mom's the bomb, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Speaking of that, before we, you know, get all crazy with Rose and everything, but Mom, tell us something what you've been doing. Because you're on this new, what is it, diet plan, I would say?
Not really. I'd call it a lifestyle change.
Okay, so it's a lifestyle change. And, I mean, guys, my wife, I mean, you'll see in the video, but I'm telling you guys, my wife's looking fix or fly now. And she is, I mean, you got to put, you've dropped weight. Your waist is way small. I mean, it was never big in the first place, especially after two kids. That part I'm lucky because you look, I mean, you're major MILF. Let's put it that way.
She's being very careful, folks. Very careful.
She's a MILF. She's a MILF. So tell us, what is it? What are you doing different as you call it a lifestyle change?
Just figured, you know, it was time I was starting a new job. I was like, gosh, you know, I don't look like I used to. And I thought I needed to just feel a little bit healthier. So I found this little app on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been following it.
What's it called?
It's called Noom.
Noom.
N-O-O-M.
Noom.
Yeah.
Like a noom, like an outside noom? Or what is that called?
That would be a gnome.
Okay, yep. That's
yeah,
it.
N-O-M-E.
But that's okay. It's close.
Hey. Close. Hey. But you know what I mean? So how long have you been doing it now?
Gosh, I think it's been like 30 days.
That's it?
I think so.
I feel like you've been doing it longer than that.
No, I'm pretty sure it's about been 30 days.
Okay. And what have you noticed the most of it, the change?
Well, I've lost about 8 pounds.
Eight pounds?
I haven't measured inches, but my clothes fit.
Oh, yeah.
Back way before I had babies.
Yeah, way before you had babies. Yeah, I mean, so, when you put those Daisy Dukes on the other day,
I was like, dang, I look good.
I was like, dang. I was like, come on, baby. Come on. I was like, you're about to have another sibling, brother.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I know. We done with that. Hey, but yeah, honestly, I got to say, like, you are looking good. So it's called Noom?
Noom. Yep.
Noom. So if you guys want to know what she's doing, maybe my ass needs to try it. But I've been doing good, man. Today, I did 3 miles on the elliptical again. I'm back in routine. But it doesn't help because I drink beer at night. But oh well. I need to go back on the
tequila diet.
Tequila diet, whiskey diet or something, because the beer just bloats me, man. But I like it. So what's new? What's going on here? Are you guys ready for spring or summer, huh?
I'm ready for summer.
You know what I actually heard about?
What's up?
In less than 4 weeks, something is happening in this household.
What is happening?
My birthday.
No. Oh, my goodness. Your birthday, dude?
Yeah.
Holy cow. How old are you going to be?
6.
Holy moly. We're going to have a 6-year-old mom.
Jeez.
Holy moly. Jeez.
We can have a little party, you think?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah? You like being back at school and everything?
Yes.
Me too. I ain't going to lie. I miss teaching you a little bit, but I'm glad you're at home. Or I'm glad you're at school.
Yeah, me too.
Because you like all your friends, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Your teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I like taking you to school and dropping you off, too.
Me too.
Yeah, it gives me a little break. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. And then what's new with Mom? What's Mom excited for?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know.
Well,
I'm kind of excited about Memorial Day weekend. I don't even know why, but I have a couple days off. Hoping we can plan something fun.
What do you guys want to do? You guys want to do something cool? Yeah?
What are you thinking, Dad?
I don't know. I think we can figure something out.
I know.
What?
Maybe we could pretend we should grab some eggs downstairs and hide them in our house.
Oh, you want to do like an Easter egg hunt? Well, that's a possibility.
Maybe. Maybe we could try camping. Who knows if it's warm enough?
I think we should do something like that, huh?
Might be amazing.
Camping? Get
pull
the old
the camper.
Or
make a vlog.
Yeah, a blog. She say blog?
Yes, she did.
I said vlog.
Oh, a vlog. Oh, shit. Not a blog, but a vlog. Damn.
After a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can do something like that. My daughter's excited because this is going to be on YouTube, and she's pretty big in YouTube now. She wants to be in YouTube.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity, babe.
Right? This is your starting base. Speaking of that, so we're getting a lot of videos uploaded now, my man Gray. We had a delay. Videos weren't exporting, but we figured out it. He figured it out, and now we're getting caught up with all the episodes on YouTube. So if you guys haven't checked that out, subscribe, like them, share them. You know, do the whole thing. I mean, because, we're doing this all for you. I mean, it's good. We like it. I mean, a lot of people are like, man, just do a podcast and don't worry about, you know, videoing or, you know, do call-in video or do call-in podcasts. But I honestly enjoy having guests across the table for me. It feels like it's more conversational, I should say. It's just to me, I don't mind talking on the phone, believe me. But it's just for podcasting-wise, I like having my guests in studio, and especially if we get to kick back some beers or drink some whiskey or whatever, you know. Or, you know, it to me, it's just a better time. And we just have, I think we have way more fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is nice being in here, huh?
Yeah. We really love this shop, how it turned out.
It is. Yeah. It came out pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, the last time I saw, I liked it way better.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it's transformed since Marcus was born.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
it's transformed.
Yeah, we've done a few things different each, like, well, put it this way, April 24th was our first podcast, so we're on a year now. We've been out for a year, and mine have we grown in that short time. And this is, I mean, you got to figure, I try to put a podcast out once a month, once a week, and this is podcast 60.
That's pretty cool.
You know what I mean? And for a while there, I was putting out once or two a week. So maybe we'll get back to that. I don't know. I'm honestly excited because I get to share some news with you about the podcast now. And like I said, like, this one will be kind of short and sweet, but like, I'm just glad my wife and kid came on and gave me a little bit of give me some BS time. What do you think? Should we talk about Bullhorn?
Yeah. Excited about Bullhorn.
I think a lot of people are going to be excited about Bullhorn. Neat,
from what you've told me.
So Bullhorn is an app that hit me up, and I knew a guy that knew a guy, and he goes, "Luke, your podcast is doing pretty good, I see." And I said, "Man, I'm obviously not Joe Rogan, but it's definitely not failing, and it's getting downloads, thanks to all you guys." So they hit me up, and they were like, "Hey, we want to try something with you guys, partner up. Let's tell me what you think, and we'll go from there." So I listened to a bunch of we had a bunch of Zoom meetings on the whole app, and how I could use it, and how my listeners could benefit from it, and how can we make the podcast even better for you guys. And so far, me and Cody were on a Zoom meeting today, actually, with them, and I must say I'm pretty pumped about this whole thing. For one, it doesn't take away from anything that we're doing already, right? Like, we're doing Podbean, we're doing, you know, YouTube, we're doing all the platforms, Spotify, everything else, but it doesn't change anything else. And it's just adding another platform to listen to our podcast, which now I think we're going to launch on Cinco de Mayo. Is a Wednesday.
Great choice.
Well, you know how Daddy thinks. Choice. You know, if I can have a cerveza with a fiesta, you know I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Olé, olé.
Yeah. So I already talked to Aaron Snyder. He's coming on. Probably going to bring Nestor on, the dynamic duel for you guys. And now hear me out how this works. So what you guys are going to have to do is you guys got to get on your phone and you're going to download the app Bullhorn. That's pretty much it. Or you can check it out on the web. It's bullhorn.fm. And it's a podcast app, right? It's for podcasters. And it's a way where you as a listeners can become a part of your favorite podcast. And this is how. So what you're going to do is you're going to download the app. And right when you subscribe to Gladiators Unleashed or GU Unfiltered, the podcast, you will get a notification when we are recording. So like this, let's say this podcast, for instance, where we could be going live right now. So As soon as we launch this app with you guys on May 5th, we are going to be live. There's not going to be no commercials, no ads, except for the ones that we say, obviously, live. So that's a benefit. You guys, if you guys don't get, you know, don't have time to listen in on live, you guys can still do it the same way. It's going to be uploaded on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, everything else. So it's not taking anything away. And Bullhorn is free. There's no gimmies or nothing. There is a place where you can subscribe and give us a pledge or whatever. If you're liking that, if you're not a patron already or whatever, you can definitely do it. So now, I said we're going to be live, right, on the podcast.
That is true.
Scary.
It is scary. It's kind of scary because sometimes we get a little tipsy on here and we're like, shit, why did we say that? But you know what? That's what you get when we go live. So here's the other thing about this whole app that you can get. You can call in on the app and you can call in. Like, say we have Justin Gaethje on the podcast and you got to ask him a question. Well, now you can call in and we'll pop you up and you can ask your question over the phone. It's going to be broadcast over the podcast. That part is sick. I'm excited about that, right? Like the whole call-in situation.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and Cody's going to be in charge of that. So if you guys get a little carried away, you guys you're going to get kicked off. So remember that. The other thing you can do with this whole deal is you can text in a question and we'll answer them. As the podcast is going, there's going to be polls you can answer right off your phone on your home screen while you're listening to the podcast. There's going to be a banner that goes across your phone of what we're talking about. There's going to be sponsors. My partner's going across. You can click on there. It goes right to my discount code. I mean, it's a slick app, dude. It's super, super slick, and it's super user-friendly. So you can ask questions. You can chat with Cody. He's going to be on there. Or if I'm running the computer, you can chat with me. So let's say we have, obviously Aaron Snyder on here or Nestor, and we're debating about something, we're talking like this. And, we may be like, hey, let's take a poll on this. And where everybody's listening can hit that answer, what they want to do, and then we'll bring it up and see how the poll's turning out. Or let's say, hey, everybody wants to know who's going to win in a wrestling match. Obviously, I'm going to win, right? Yeah. So there's just a lot of cool things with this app. Calling in is – I'm excited about that. You guys can send in questions. You guys can answer questions. It's pretty sick. Like this whole app is, I'm excited to, give it a whirl because I know it's going to give you guys more interaction with us. And, I'm pretty stoked about it. Like, the only downfall on it, we were talking about it today, is it is going to be live, and God dang it. Sometimes we say some fucked up shit.
Sounds like the beginning of our relationship a little bit.
Hey.
You remember what you said to me?
What'd I say to you?
Hey, what you see is what you get.
Hey, is it not the truth? I think I've actually, I think you got the good end of the deal. I've actually, babe, how long before we got married, did we date?
It took him 7 years.
7 years. Yeah.
To figure out how cool I was.
Yeah, right. So guys, listen to this. Took me 7 years to ask her to marry me. Took me 8 to actually we got married, right?
Yes.
So hear me out, babe. I've given you plenty of time to get out of this relationship. I gave you it, right? I did. I gave you plenty of time. Hey, but once you go, once you go with the, what is that saying? Once you go, or what is that saying? Oh, I got to think of it. Once you go with the beaner, you never leave the wiener.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, once you go brown, you always stick around.
Well, that one too. Eva. Yeah, so either way, she's here, and we've been married now for 8 years? Seven?
It'll be 9 in August.
It'll be 9 in August, right?
That's a long time.
Hell yeah, me and you have been through it all. We've been through the ringer, right? And I honestly, like, I got to say, for my whole career with you, my whole life, you have supported me through my fighting career. You've been there. I mean, I was fighting already when we met, but yeah, that was a long story. That's a whole different story. But I mean, you were there from before even the UFC days. We were fighting for no money, and well, still at the end of my career, I was still fighting for no money, pretty much, right?
I was about to say.
It's still different. Like, it's way different now. When like I tell you what, like what Gaethje gets paid, or
oh gosh,
just 9-day difference, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, that's all right.
It's all good.
We've had fun along the way.
Yeah, and the thing is I say, you know, the fighting part was one aspect or one chapter of my life, and this potty break is brought to you by Mountain Primal Fuel Sticks.
Dry jerky sticks, 100% American Highland beef with no hormones or antibiotics, and 6 to 7 grams of protein each.
They come in 3 different flavors: original, sweet and spicy, and honey barbecue. It's great out in the field or even in the gym.
Text GLADIATORS to 81493 for 15% off your next order.
You know, even now, like starting the whole Gladiators thing was a whole different thing. And now podcasting now is a whole different thing. And you stood by me and supported me. So I got to say thank you.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Yeah,
thank you, huh? And then, like, the other thing that I want to say is, man, how cool are our kids?
The coolest kids around.
I mean, you're as a mom and dad, we're supposed to brag about our kids and we think like our kids are the best ever, right? Always better than the rest. But I literally see a lot of other kids out there, and I don't like to be like one of those dads that like, oh, my kid doesn't do that, or my kid would do that better, blah blah. I don't compare my kids to any other kids because I'm just happy. For one, they're always happy, smiling, and they're healthy. And two, my wife and I think we have done a really good job on mannerism. Like, they have great manners, and sometimes I get blown away because some of the things my daughter says.
She's a smart cookie, that
and I think the latest one that I love, honestly, is what you say, Eva, and you're like, if I ask you if you want something and you say, no, thank you, but thanks for asking. I really love that, Eva.
That is really
you're welcome.
I really do. I really appreciate your niceness, your manners, and just being you.
That's pretty cool, right?
You're welcome.
Yeah. So on that note, like, I also wanted to talk about these partners that I have in the studio, but before I do that, let me grab a drink, man. I gotta grab a drizzling because I'm out of this. You need another one, mama?
No, I shouldn't.
No. Okay, hold on. Talk. This short drink break is brought to you by our people over at killcliff.com. Energy drinks that don't suck. You ever wonder why this podcast is the bomb.com? Well, I'm gonna tell you why. It's because we be sipping on those Ignites all night long. My personal favorite is that cherry lime Ignite. And when I'm feeling a little freaky, I mix a little Tito's with it. And it is the bomb. There's no sugars. It's all natural flavors, B vitamins, electric lights. And I mentioned it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation. Yeah, but it doesn't just stop there. They got a whole line of CBD recovery drinks with the brand new Flaming Joe out. Mango Tango, Orange Crush, Strawberry Daze, and the Goat. Give them a try. Go to killcliff.com, check them out, pick your flavors, and when you're done, type in that GU15 to save that money.
Do you have any good knock-knock jokes for them? You do? Let's tell them one. I think they're going to love it.
What are you going to tell me?
A knock-knock joke.
Two knock-knock jokes.
No, one knock. Do your best one. One
Give
joke.
Me one knock-knock joke, and then I got to get going with this thing. Let's okay. go.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Alice.
Alice who?
Alice the camel has three humps. She's a horse, of course.
Oh, oh man. Good one.
Now, that joke right there says you're my daughter. I love it. I love
so
it.
So good.
So good.
Next.
Speaking of that, I definitely got some good jokes, but I'm not going to say it because my daughter's here. Maybe later.
You said it when we were at nanny's.
I know, I do. I say some mean ones at nanny's house. But anyways, I definitely want to talk about, obviously, the newest sponsor, Bullhorn. They're coming on, the new app for you guys. So you guys listen to this podcast, download the app, Bullhorn, and you guys can listen to this podcast live as we record. You can chat with Cody or myself, send in questions, call in, talk to our guest, whatever. To me, this is going to be a game changer for the podcast. It's going to be fun, and I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm just going to kind of go over down the line here. The other cool sign that we just put up, huh? How about that new sign called Viking Armament?
Cool one.
It is a pretty cool one. They did it.
I liked it with all the colors.
Yeah, it's cool, huh? So we got a new company called the Viking Armament. They're coming out of Colorado, Grand Junction. It's a gun company. And if you haven't heard of them, you're missing out because they got some badass guns. It's actually the gun that Aaron got made from them. And I think Frank over at Cavaro has a bunch of them made by him, too. My boy Gaethje has a bunch of guns from him. A lot of my fighters have actually guns from them. The original owner of them, or the founder of Viking Armament, was Mike, a good buddy of mine. And now, like, Grant and all the other guys took over. And it was just kind of a cool little thing that we started talking. And me and Aaron, obviously, we doubled up on the deer last year. And I shot that gun. I was like, dude, I got to get me one of these guns. Next thing you know, we're in a conversation. My little Hito Frank hooked that conversation up. And I'm glad to say they're a part of the show now. And we are partnered up. And they made a sweet sign out of that Typhon Cryptic. And I'm excited. I'm excited about this. I'm excited to get them on the podcast. I'm excited to get a gun from them. I'm excited, man. They're a great bunch of dudes down there, and how do you not want to support guys that support, you know, like fighters, you know, people that, you know, that we like, Frank and Aaron. So you got to just scratch each other's back.
Okay, you can if you want, Eva.
I don't want to.
I knew it.
And the other one that we just got out here not too long ago. We have partnered up with Marsupial Gear, the harness that is probably the best of the best. I mean, if you guys haven't noticed yet, any of these partners that are on the GU Studio podcast wall, they are probably the best of the best of everything that I can name in the thing. And I got to give them props because they let me be me. They let me pretty much say what I want to say. They let my guests say what they want to say, and we're not trying to act. We're not reading scripts. We say it how it is, and I think that says a lot about some of these partners that I have put behind me. You know, there it says a lot about them. Like they like having people be themselves, and obviously they see talent because they know daddy's nice. But like back to Marsupial. I just got my new vinyl harness this year. It's actually in the Altitude Cryptic because that's what I'd be rocking. They sent me out it, and they got some really cool stuff coming out. It's honestly by far one of the best bottom harness I've ever rocked, and I haven't rocked tons of them. I've done actually, I don't even want to go down that trail because I don't want to knock other harnesses, because I don't really have nothing to say bad to say about them. It's just I'm really enjoying this spine harness because it's fucking dope. It's badass. So yeah, so check out marsupial gear. I know, right? Maybe that is
hold on, marsupial gear.
Yeah, there you go. That's my wife. And then obviously Tito Knives, they've been there since day one. God, Luke has been the bomb. Came out with these new, our own backcountry rolls, our own colors, red and black. If you haven't got one, guys, I strongly hope you get one. Is that a little sniffle? You got a little sniffles, Eva?
Uh-huh.
Do you? You got a little sniffles? But anyways, so if you guys haven't checked out Tito Knives, hit them up, man. They got some the best of the best of the backcountry knives out there. Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly, like Cody says it, because they have the new Gladiator roll. So check them out. Luke's a great dude. Remember, when you type in GU15, you get to save some money with them. Can't forget about that. Leupold been there. Guys, to me, you know, there's a lot of expensive glass out there and there's a lot of cheaper glass out there. And I think Leupold is the bang for the buck. And for me personally, I'm so grateful to partner up with them because I love their gear. I love from their scopes to their rangefinders to now their sunglasses. And guys, I must say, something's cool coming out in May again with Leupold. I can't spill the beans, but you guys, there's going to be a giveaway from us, from them.
He hasn't even told me yet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait for that in May. I think it's second week of May. You guys will know about that. So, yeah, a lot of cool things happening. Kafaru International. Guys, I can't say enough about these guys. I mean, you guys know it, man. It's the best of the best. And you know me and Aaron and Frank. I mean, all the crew down there at the store. I mean, we get along so well. We can joke around. We can say jokes. We can do jokes. Obviously, you see what what Frank puts on his Instagram, what I put on my Instagram. It's just good fun. And I want to just say thank you to them again for being part of my deal from day one, from, you know, from the TV show to now to podcasting to just being a good neighbor, Aaron. So thank you guys. If you guys haven't checked them out, check them out. I don't have a discount code for them because they just sell all kinds of shit. But I'll tell you what I do have coming out. Actually, I'm going to save this for the end. I'll save this for the end. So listen up. Keep listening, suckers. I got Eco on the board. And this is just kind of like a friend or family deal. You know Nestor. He's my dog. Although sometimes I want to punch him in his face. You know, Hunt, Eastern Colorado. That's Hunt Nest, man. He has the biggest of the biggest deer out there in Colorado. I'm hoping this year I get to go out and shoot a cold buck. I'll be happy with that. I'm actually going this weekend turkey hunting with him. So I'm excited about that. What do you think about that, Mom?
Sounds like a good time. We're going to be getting our hair done.
Oh, you're getting the hair did?
Yeah.
You guys going to go see Nanny?
Yeah. I'm going to cut it short as last time.
Oh, you're going to get your hair cut too?
Yeah.
Thank goodness Marcus is getting his done.
Oh,
yeah,
my
but
goodness.
The last time he got his hair cut, he almost looked like Briar.
He did a little bit, huh?
A little bit.
My little nephew. So, yeah, there's Nestor. We're going to go out shoot some turkeys hopefully this weekend. I've only been out once in Nebraska, and that was a joke. Wasn't really nothing too crazy. I got to say what's up to my boys over at Cryptic. They're coming through. Why I say Cryptic, I got to give a big shout out to my boy Ramon over from Archer's Sign and Design. He is literally going to do my truck in full Typhon Cryptic. Cryptic is actually coming through. We teamed up on this whole deal on my truck, and we are making this my Tundra a badass truck now. It is pretty cool. I'm excited because I'm excited because Archer's doing it. Awesome dude. I'm gonna give you guys a whole, you know, pretty much I'll be following it on my IG. You guys can follow on how the whole install is happening. But yeah, I got to give love to Cryptic. And on that one, you guys, if you guys type in the code when you're out there shopping and you type in Gladiators, it's all capital letters. You guys should be able to save some money. And, Crispy Boots, I don't got a discount for them, but I got to say, dude, hit them up. They will work with you. They are the best of the best. I love all their boots. To me, it works for my feet. And I know there's some guys that are all about different brands or this and that. And believe me, guys, go to them. Go what makes your feet feel good. Crispy's my cup of tea, and I hope you at least try them because I think you will enjoy them. Oh, look at Mama got a new drink. She got a new White Claw. I always make fun of Bam because he always drinks White Claw over there from Cryptic. But and I still will make fun of Bam because, like I said, it's a girl's drink. Either way, now, this is a new one that I'm pretty proud of. I mean, it's not so new, but it's still new because I gotta share the love to these guys. Mountain Primal Meat. My wife loves their meat. It's good, right?
That bacon.
Oh, the bacon is.
Oh my gosh!
I know, right?
It changed my life.
It's smoked bacon, right?
Woo!
So we got a box from them, and it was kind of like it was a sample box, I guess, a little bit of everything. And I never had the bacon, and old Roger put some bacon in there for me to try. And as soon as we ate it, I got online, and I tried to order some. And they were sold out. I was like, oh, God, now I know why. They said, when we get them in, order it if you want it because it goes fast. So now I know they ain't bullshitting.
And really, we eat bacon.
All the time.
We make bacon every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And when he pulled that out of the fridge, it was like a game changer.
It's different, right?
Oh.
I mean, your bacon is the bomb regardless.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Just for me because I love bacon.
It's the truth.
It is good, right? No, it really is. I'm not. This is no bullshit, guys. Do not take my word for it. Don't. Just try it. Fucking try it because it is so good. You get a... I mean, their steaks, their ribeyes, their tomahawks. I mean, they got it all. They got bison. They got ground beef. They got elk now. I mean, they have hot links. They got pork chops. They got pork. Obviously, the bacon's the bomb. I'm telling you guys, check them out. Guys, support guys that support your favorite podcast, right? And these guys are there. And right now, if you guys... check them out. You get to type in Unleashed 15 on the web. You go right there. Oh, excuse me. You get 15% off your entire order. They ship to all 50 states. Okay, guys. But here's the game changer now. Now that you're listening to this and I'm kind of giving a breakdown of what's going on the podcast and a thanks and everything. If you guys... hear me out here. I'm trying to find it here. If you guys hear me out, if you guys type the word or text to your phone, Gladiators, you text in Gladiators to 81493, a whole Mountain Primal menu will pop up. And whatever you click on, my discount is already included on that. So once again, text 81493 and text the word gladiators and bam, the whole menu, and you get my discount right there. And I must say, the newest and greatest thing that they've came out with are these fuel sticks. And my daughter be killing them every day after school. She comes home. She's like, let's go to the shop. And guess what? She hops up on the chair and she gets in my little fuel stick box. And she loves them. They good, Eva?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how much you like them.
Like how big?
Past my back.
Holy moly.
Man, that is really big.
That is big. But anyways, they got these fuel sticks. It's jerky sticks, guys. It's like Slim Jims. They got original flavor. They got sweet and spicy, and they got honey barbecue. And I'm telling you, my personal favorite is the sweet and spicy. It is the bomb. Give it a shot. Use my discount code. At least try them. They got different packages. They got like they come in like 9, 20 or something like that. Check them out. Look at the menu. And I'm telling you right now, look at my wife. Listen to my wife. The bacon is where it's at.
And I'm not going to lie. That last tomahawk steak, I chowed down.
Yeah, she killed it. She killed it. I mean, she was.
The bone was the best.
The bone was good. She was chopping the bone. I ain't going to lie. It turned me on a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
It turned me on, baby. Either way, it was good. And my boy Walls to Walls, he's doing some big things. He actually, he's doing awesome things with these flags. Guys, check him out. DM him on IG. It's Jeremy Walls 81. Dude, give him a holler if you want a custom flag, some tumblers made, keychains, patches. I got patches now, dude. I mean, it's coming on. Guys, and I cannot forget about Killcliff. Killcliff is what keeps me fueled. That's me. Keeps me going with my kids. It keeps me going when I'm at the gym. Keeps me going to do these podcasts. And keeps me going when I has to go put the kids to bed and go looking for dinner for mama.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at 4:50 a.m.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, in the morning, you know, it keeps a yang hard, you know. On that note, man, Killcliff is where it's at. You get to type in GU15. You get to save money on that right there with Killcliff. Try it, man. They got tons of flavors. CBD, you know, the new hype right now is the new Rogan, the Flaming Joe. I like it with my Tito's. I like it with my tequila. I mean, I like them all, honestly. My deal is the Ignite because I love energy, and it's way better than anything you'll get at any gas station. No Monster ain't got anything on these Killcliffs. What's up, Eva? You got something to say?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
My friend Hazel.
Uh-huh.
Taught me how to do the monkey bars.
You can do monkey bars?
Yes.
So do you swing to another monkey bar and go to
it? I just step on a high thing.
Uh-huh.
And I just hold on and then I swing to the other monkey bar under monkey bar. And then just
do it. You just keep going back and forth, swinging all the way across?
No, we can't go the other way because that's the rules. Because if someone's, like, coming this way
Yep, you got to follow the rules.
And you just spunk each other.
Yeah, but you can do it now? Gosh, that's pretty cool if Hazel.
I tried it at the other playground, you remember, and I fell.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
I asked Dad to get me monkey bars on my playset, and the same ones like
you did it. She asked me today for her birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My birthday.
What do you want them for then?
I don't know.
Okay. Is it because you learned how to tie your shoes? What?
You know how to tie your shoes now, too?
Ooh, yeah.
Dang. You must be 6 years old here soon.
New shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways. But, yeah, so like I said, I wanted to hop on here, give you guys a little lowdown. This is my family. Obviously, Marcus is in the house, you know, playing with the fires and shit like that. No, he's sleeping. But, you know, this is my wife. I'm very thankful for her. She's the rock of this family. Sometimes I want to thump her in the head. Actually the funniest thing I seen the other day, right? There is a meme out there. If you put a fork up in front of your significant other, right? And you look really close, it looks like she's behind bars. People were like,
I don't want to jack him up right now.
People were like,
chill.
People were like, when you get mad at your spouse, to put bars, act like she's in jail, put forks up. I was like, well, my wife never really pretended I was in or had to go to jail because I usually was in jail. the funniest time was like when we were, when was it? Back in the day, like when we first started dating, and
you were going out all the time. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I was going downtown. I had a bunch of bad friends, bad influencers.
Yeah, I was trying to make my way through grad school, and this fool was doing this.
So, yeah, she was doing this. She was in school. I always called it, me and my buddies. It was Friday night.
And, or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday night. Nah, yeah, maybe Cowboy Lounge.
Really?
Yeah, either way.
I got a memory.
Yeah, so either way. But we'd come home. My boys would come over, and she had friends over. And they were drinking wine and reading books and studying. And what was Kyle call your group?
Nerd herd. Ooh, ooh. Nerd herd. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, we'd call it the nerd herd. Woo, woo.
Yeah, this nerd herd helps you get through this thing called life.
Yeah, she does. God bless her. But anyways, and then we would go and party and drink and get in fights and do whatever we want, right? And this one night, I remember it pretty good, and you remember it, right?
Yeah.
Break it down to me. What time was it?
Maybe 1 a.m.
1 a.m. That's probably when the streetlights came on, and probably nothing but trouble.
Definitely during the week. I definitely had a test the next day. You said, babe, I don't know what happened, but you got to pick me up. And I lost my flip-flop. And I drove downtown, and I almost hit him because he's running in the dang street
and
with
she's
one flip-flop.
So, like, what happened was we were at the old club called Maloney's or Spill right next to there on Market. I don't know what happened. We got in a little scuffle, and obviously cops got called. Cops came in, and obviously we boogied out. We all split up. And I lost everybody. I mean, I literally lost the crew that I was with, right? And my phone was about to die. And I was like, dude, I'm not calling these guys because they'll never pick up. Or I thought they might have gotten in trouble too or picked up. So I just went straight to the old reliable. I went straight to my wife. At the time, she was just my girlfriend. And I said, dude, you got to come pick me up. I'm downtown 16th Street Market. She was like, fuck, really? And I was like, yeah, dude, really, the cops are chasing me. And I did not say that. The cops are chasing me. And I got one flip-flop. Hurry up. Come get me. So she was like, where am I meeting you? And I gave her a street, and I was there. And she was just – she had no idea where I was at, but she just knew the street I needed to go on. So I'm just looking for her car, and I jump out of nowhere. And she about smoked me. She slammed on her brakes so fast, thank God, because, of course, you know, I'm drunk and my adrenaline's high and just got done beating people up and lost my flip-flop, my foot's bleeding, and I'm literally like, holy shit, you might just hit me. She's like, hurry up and get in here. And I get in there, and I'll never forget this. Like, she goes, is this what it's going to be like all the time? And I said, Nah, man, they're racist. They're racist down there.
Always said that every single time. Every time. I'm like, oh, kid, you got a problem.
I always blamed everything on racism. But yeah, but it backfired on me one time. It backfired on me. So I'm going to give you guys a little story. My wife is not a saint at all. Okay?
Jeez, oh, what are you going to tell?
Lover's Lane. You remember that? Lover's Lane?
That's fine. We have it in our room as a memory.
Yeah, I know. But hold on, Eva. So this one night, she's like, and I have a fight. I literally have a fight the next day. Right? I'm literally fighting the next day. She's going out with her friends. So she can say all the shit that she wants about she has a test next day. I'm literally about to go get my face beat in. I have a fight coming on. So she goes out with her friend. And what were you guys doing? Cocktails and canvas and cocktails?
Yes. More like cocktails and the little canvas.
Yeah. Cocktails and a little canvas. Right. And so it was her friend. Was it Julie? Right.
Yeah. Cross.
Yeah. So I literally go pick them up. And well, I drop them off and she's doing her deal. And she's like, okay, we're about done. You know, obviously 2-3 hours later, I go pick them up. And it's already like 11 o'clock, right? I'm fighting the next day, right? I just got done with weigh-ins. I'm literally fighting the next day. But this is how good of a guy I am, right?
Oh, jeez.
I know I'm going to go beat someone's ass, but I got to take care of my girl at the same time, right? You know? So I literally pick her up, and she walks out of the thing. And they did a painting of, it's called Lover's Lane. And she comes out, hold on, Eva, I got something. She comes out screaming, look, Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane, Luke, it's us, Lover's Lane. And I said, oh, she's
fake. Sound like that.
Oh, yeah, no, you did. You were faded, X-rated, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, get in. And this is downtown Denver, right? We get that down. And then so I literally pick her up, and we're downtown by the stadium of the Broncos. I don't know if you guys ever been on I-25 there. And she's like, pull over. And I'm like in the middle of the lane. I'm like, why? Pull over. And I'm like, oh, shit, she's about to puke. And I said, I can't pull over. I'm in the freaking highway right now. And she just starts yakking in this bag, right? I'm like, oh, hell. And if anybody ever knows me, right, I smell it or I hear it, I'm going to yak myself. So I'm literally driving with my head out the vehicle because my wife's yakking in the car. Like, oh, my God, and it's all red blood. Because it's all wine, right? It's wine is what it is. She's puking up wine because they've been drinking wine all day. So then I literally, I'm like, okay, babe, I'm pulling over. She pulls over, and she's literally yakking on the side of the highway. And I'm like, you good? And believe me, dude, this is like 12 o'clock now. And I'm like, come on, dude, I got to get to bed. I got to sleep. I got to fight tomorrow. Come on. So she's like, okay. So then this is when we're living up on 120th, way north of Denver. And so long story short, we get all the way up there, and we're fucking driving. And she's all like, you like it? And I'm like, what? Lover's Lane. So Lover's Lane has literally stuck with us forever. Like, it's literally done. And then in the middle of the time, she's all ready to puke again, throw up again. And I'm like, babe, I can't do this no more. It's I gotta go to bed, blah blah blah. And she is like, come on, let's hang it, it's Lover's Lane. And I'm like, I'm going to bed, it's time for bed. And she would not stop. I literally had to hang it up on the wall just for her to be quiet and go to bed, because she was, and don't get me wrong, it's cool. It's a cool painting. I can't believe it came out so good being shit-faced, right?
I'm talented. You're
talented? You're like the Bob Ross is what you're saying? But anyways, I literally had Yeah, so don't say, like, everything was one-sided in our relationship, because
no one's perfect.
It takes two to tango. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing we do got in common. We like to entertain and we like to party. We do. Me and my wife, we definitely like to party.
Hashtag, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, that's the truth. And I'm a looking and I'm a liking. Anyways, what's up, Eva? Tell me.
You remember that night when the light came out? That night?
The light? Yep.
And we thought it was the leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
Hiding the coins.
Yep.
Remember we saw them by your door?
Yep, the tracks and the coins. Oh. Yep, the leprechaun. We almost caught the leprechaun that one time, huh?
Yeah.
The
trap was so awesome.
You know,
but it was a bad one.
It was?
Yeah, yeah.
It was not that very fast.
No, I think he was evil.
At least, no.
No?
Well, on the note, when it says, I'm too fast with my pot of gold, it, like, feels like when he doesn't have his pot of gold, that means he's not that fast. And maybe when he's with his pot of gold, then he's fast.
That's true.
You're probably right.
Right on. Yeah.
You are an expert.
No, I'm not.
I think so.
But I think
you're pretty smart.
I didn't even know leprechauns have uncles.
I know.
I know, huh?
That's crazy.
That is good.
But at least he was a good leprechaun.
Well, yeah, he was.
He left you a lot of cool snacks.
Like more gold.
Yeah, he did.
I'm even going to give some. I'm going to show and tell it.
I was going to try to get him with my spear.
No.
No.
I was going to give him the spear.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I hold it. I was going to
You had the bat, right?
Yeah, and I was going to hit him like this.
Yeah, you were going to hit him over the head with it, huh? And I had a spear, huh?
Oh, jeez.
Mom knows I'm deadly with my spear.
Oh, jeez.
She likes my spear.
Two times anyway.
Oh, man. Oh, you know, I'm looking at my screen right now, and I got to say, I gave all these big props to all my companies, all my partners, a part of the show, and I kind of forgot about a guy that he's kind of like cotton candy and everybody loves. Oh, Jerry over at Photolab Studios.
He is great.
He is awesome guy. He is one of the best graphic designers I've ever came across. And hear me out. I've had 3 or 4 in my day. You know what I'm saying? I've had 3 or 4. And he is by far the best of the best. I mean, all my graphics, all my stuff that he does is phenomenal. I refer him to a lot of my buddies, a lot of people. And they are so happy with his work. So, guys, if you're looking in the whole game to get your own, what is it? What am I trying to say? If you're trying to get your own emblem, graphic, your own, what did Walls just get? His own graphic now? He got his own... what do you call those damn things?
You gave me drinks.
I know.
Lover's Lane up in here.
I know. But your own, God, what is it called? I'm going nuts.
It's an emblem.
Emblem, but what is it really called? Graphic? Your own,
trademark?
No, but it's my, like GU, it's my, God, we are ridiculous right now.
I'll look for you. Hold on.
No, it's not.
I know exactly where it is.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you.
You don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Well, then say it.
I'm going to find it right now.
But anyways, if you're looking for your own graphic design.
Logo.
Yes, logo. Fuck. Logo. My own logo.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, babe. If you're looking for your own logo to get designed, hit up my man, Jerry, over at Photolabs. And he does work, man. He does work. He definitely does work. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you're looking for. Have an idea. And he goes crazy on it. But on that note, man, I don't know. I think it's time for us to hit the bed. Time to go to bed. You don't got school tomorrow, Eva. We're going to party tonight. Yeah?
Yeah.
Dance party.
But anyways, yeah, so next week, this weekend, you guys are going to go to away, go get your hair did, hang out with Nanny, Jajo, the in-laws, Al, while I go try to go get me a turkey with old Nestor. Sound pretty good?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, all right.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you for coming on. What do you got, Eva?
Remember the leprechaun pooped on your windshield?
Oh, man, I'm going to jack that leprechaun up. I swear to God, I'm going to jack that leprechaun up when I see him. But anyways, guys, episode 60 is a wrap. I appreciate you guys all listening. Guys, we have some good guests coming on next week. We got Single de Mayo. We got the drop of the Bullhorn app. Guys, download Bullhorn app now. Subscribe to the GU Unfiltered Podcast. And you can get us live while we're recording. Call in, ask questions, play along. Babe, if people want to stalk you and see you and what you do on a daily basis, what can they see you on the IG at, huh? You're not really big on the IG, huh? It's Kalinka. You're more of a Facebook person.
I am more of a Facebook girl.
Yep. And what is it, Kalinka?
77.
Yep, Kalinka 77. And Eva Maria?
Tortilla.
I hope you have a great rest of the year, and I hope your birthday is the best on, what is it, May 25th?
Yes.
All right. 6 years old's coming. Hey, on that note, we out.
You hear that, Luke? That sounds like America.
America.
And tell me how you show your patriotic spirit.
And I show mine by getting my own custom American flag from Walls to Walls at Jeremy Walls 81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. Jeremy Walls, 81. Slide in his DMs. Tell him that you want one of those custom flags, what GU be rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Ha ha. Check him out.